As Chris makes his way up here, I'll give him a little introduction. So our next speaker is Chris Bowers. Chris Bowers worked for the City of Dallas for almost 27 years, including 5 months as the interim city attorney. I bet that felt like 10 years. His primary responsibilities at the City of Dallas were, part of them were supervising the city's civil litigation and criminal prosecution divisions. He retired from them in 2017 and has since then counseled and represented a number of developers or other landowners over a wide range of litigation and transactional issues. And he is currently of counsel to the Sister Law Group since 2021. And he's here to talk to us about improving our ordinance drafting. Chris?
Thank you. It is hard to follow Art Anderson, and I say that in many different ways. As you could tell from his presentation, he sues the City of Dallas fairly regularly, and he is very good at what he does. Although I've frequently been on the other side of the table until the last 5 years from Art Anderson, I've always found him to be a pleasure to work with, and the fact that he comes to this conference virtually every year and offers tips on how cities can avoid litigation with him is a real tribute to him. My topic doesn't involve cases per se, although we'll get into a few cases. My topic is cruel and unusual sentences, tips on how to improve your ordinance drafting. I am an Aggie. I guess I need to disclose that up front. And, you know, I'm kind of in the lion's den or the steer's den when I come to Austin to present here. But I'm going to be kind. I just want to say that y'all got to start feeding that cow or the SPCA is going to come after you. These are strictly my views. They're not in any way represent the City of Dallas or any of the clients I now have in private practice. You should definitely consult your own attorney who may have different views on how ordinances should be drafted, including making your ordinances consistent with ordinances that have been drafted in the past. I'll start off by saying that drafting is important. The American Bar Foundation did a survey, and they concluded that oral and written skills are basically the two most important skills a lawyer can have, because you can be super smart, but yet if you can't communicate those ideas effectively, then you're not being very helpful to your clients. And they say, perhaps importantly for those in private practice, that partners expect these skills from their beginning lawyers, and yet they're not taught very often in law schools, or at least not emphasized. And judges, despite the importance of drafting, judges, the overwhelming majority, have problems with the drafting that they see in front of them. And in fact, when I took a look a couple of days ago, I did a search looking for all sorts of words that judges use to criticize ordinances and laws and contracts for being poorly drafted. That search retrieved more than 7,000 cases, with the two most recent being only 5 days old. And the courts at times, you can just tell they're exasperated. They just criticize laws in general for being poorly drafted. And this case from the Texas Supreme Court just 5 years ago noted that laws are frequently criticized for being odd and obtuse and even gibberish that effectively mean nothing at all. And the Fifth Circuit has also weighed in with a similar quote criticizing Congress for poor drafting. And I just love, the judges just went out of their way with flowery language here, oxymoronic exercise of conscious congressional ambiguity, which forces the judiciary into the Delphic realm of augury and soothsaying. Normally, the courts must divine congressional intent or statutory policy to dispose of the issue at hand.